Moving out to Kansas City, where in the AFC game, the Patriots 37, Kansas City Chiefs 31 in overtime. Tom Brady continues to amaze me.
Coach, his accomplishments and credentials are unprecedented. We've talked about him for years. What more can you say?
At 10 straight AFC East championships, how many Super Bowls is this? 8 that he's gone to now?
I think it might be 9 in 19 years. I'm going off the top of my head here. They won in 01, 3, 4. And they've been to this will be their third in a row. I mean, remember, he was a 7th-round draft choice.
Right, ran a 5.4 40-yard dash at the combine. looked like a senior citizens Olympics running out there. Now, Mike, got to give credit to the Chiefs though. 12-4. Their defense, in my opinion, let them down. The Patriots had a 14-0 lead at halftime. But the Chiefs exploded in the fourth quarter. Patrick Mahomes lit it up for 24 points to bring them back, get it into overtime. And we talk about the call down in New Orleans. There were a couple of questionable calls here, especially on the drive that the Patriots were able to come down and score and get it into overtime. With a phantom and again, a defensive guy, I was really upset about this. A roughing the passer penalty where all the rusher did was come down and glance his shoulder. I could not believe they made that call.
Yeah, it's I don't know how you have to know for sure in that situation. It's just it's the same. We go back to the NFC non-call. Well, that's blatant, but there was no. I didn't even see his fingertips touch the face mask. Maybe. Slightly, and I know they're trying to protect all these quarterbacks, but that was a very, very important call because the Chiefs had intercepted the pass.
Yeah, and we mentioned, and that would have been, well, now, actually, that was not on that call. That was
right.
Yeah, it was the offside, which is blatant, deep forward, basically by just not doing something that elementary school kids can do. He lined up offsides, didn't jump into the neutral zone, lined up in the neutral zone. The pass was intercepted, however, and that would have ended the game, basically. Mahomes could have run the clock out, and the Chiefs would have been going to the Super Bowl. But, again, the roughing the passer that was called, as you said, he came down. He may have glanced his face mask, but it was with his forearm. It was not with his he didn't grasp it or anything like that. But, again, as you said, they are really protecting of these quarterbacks. And we talked about Todd Gurley, another Georgia running back, former Georgia running back, had a great game. Sony Michel, 29 carries, 113 yards, and a couple of touchdowns for the Patriots. You've mentioned many times that the Patriots just plug and play at that running back position, and Belichick seems to be one of the few coaches in the league that can do it. But, again, more evidence of the same right here.
Oh, no doubt. And let's take a look. Sony Michel, by the way, is going to be playing in the Georgia Dome where he's played in several big games. But look at that Georgia backfield from last year. You had Chubb and Michelle. Chubb had a great year at the Browns. Michelle had a great year at the Patriots. And let's look at what Georgia did this year. They were one of the best rushing teams in all of college football, losing those two generational backs.
Yep. Okay, Mike, when we encapsulate this game, basically what we're talking about is that And no pun intended with your business, but you never bet against Tom Brady.
No, and he was getting 3 points, and that's why we played him, and we knew the Chiefs were at home, and we knew that that the Chiefs were in a position, and they should have been favored by more, but the helmets and uniforms of the Patriots made the line lower. But even despite that, the Patriots find a way to win. They were up four. They dominated the first half, 14-0. And holding the Chiefs scoreless in the first half, there's something, and I don't think it's a lot of these Chiefs players, they weren't around for these games, but this is now the 7th loss in 8 playoff home games for the Chiefs. I think they got real close this year, and maybe they'll break through that next year. But that's tough for them to take. That's a tough one to lose.
And they fired Bob Sutton, the defensive coordinator, after that game. He's gone. Andy Reid said he just thought it was time for a change. And when you look back, especially over the last couple of years, it's been when the Chiefs have had trouble, it's been because of the lack of production by the defense. You look at Vegas. We talked last year in Vegas, and I believe it was the Super Bowl. It was either the Super Bowl or the national championship game where Vegas, quote-unquote, lost money. What about this past weekend? Was there any gnashing of teeth among the casinos out there?
No, I think the casinos did okay. I don't know how they come out on props. Mm-hmm. But as far as side and totals, it looks like they might, you know, gone 2-2, and that's fine. They'll take the juice. Last year was the first year Vegas had lost the Super Bowl. I mean, it was like the second time in 18 years or something crazy, and they got waxed. So we'll see this year. It'll be interesting to see where all the money is, because you've got the Rams, you've got the Patriots, and the public, for some reason, they don't always play the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Okay, I'm going to throw you a curveball here, and you may or may not know this. Was there a prop bet of both games going into overtime? Was there a prop bet out there for that?
I didn't see it in Vegas, but I know there was one, several offshore casinos. And, Coach, you got to understand, some of these offshore casinos, they'll have a prop that has to do with a reality TV show. If somebody says this word versus whether Tom Brady makes a first down pass. I mean, you can find all kinds of wagers. And of course, the limits on those type of props are very small. They might limit you at 500. But I'm really looking forward to seeing the proposition plays for the Super Bowl, and hope maybe we'll do a special segment for that, you and I.
Hey, I would look forward to doing that. I think that would be great. Well, Mike, we appreciate your time as always today, and look forward to having you back on next week. We'll try to do a segment just on prop bets, and of course, we'll probably have one or two visits from you next week. We'll be looking forward to breaking down the Rams and the Patriots over here in Mercedes-Benz Superdome in Super Bowl 53.
Yeah, I look forward to that. It's always my pleasure to be on, and as soon as the prop bets become available, we'll get in touch and we'll go over them.
That sounds great. Mike Benard from OTM Sports. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Morning Blitz, GameDaySportsRadio.com.